Are you ready to be unleashed into your destiny? Then tune into the Lions Unchained podcast each and every Monday. Carl Joseph is a unique researcher who investigates current events, prophecy, geopolitics, cults, and much more through a biblical lens. Check out carljosephministries.com. Get ready for a paradigm shift as the chains come off, because the truth will set you free. Lions Unchained is available on Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher. Subscribe now.
Friend, today our broadcast takes on somewhat of a somber tone. The recent assassination, murder, and ultimately martyrdom of one of God's disciples in the past few days has turned our attention to our own mortality and whether or not we are going to back down for Christ in the midst of an increasingly hostile culture. Charlie Kirk died just short of his 32nd birthday. He was an evangelist for Christ, firstly, and had political ambitions, certainly, having appeared at the RNC in 2024, along with his Turning Point network. But sadly, he paid the ultimate price for his Christian faith by being cruelly taken out for all the world to see. Charlie left a wife and two children behind as he entered glory and met his Savior. This tragic event, I believe, will only serve as a catalyst for world revival and will ironically be the very timely and much needed turning point for this nation and Western nations around the world as they return to Judeo-Christian principles and the God who authored them. Friend, now is not the time to back down. Now is not the time to shrink back. Now is the time for courage in the face of fierce and cruel cultural opposition, which truly is bearing the fruit of never having a fear of the Lord before their eyes. A lack of godly fear emboldens evil people to commit such atrocities as we witnessed on September 10th. In truth, the fabric of this Western culture has now drastically eroded due to the secular indoctrination of our educational system and the relentless media blitz which undermines Christians and the God they serve. To fear God is to tremble at His name or presence. To fear God is to forsake evil. It is the fear of God which signified the judges of the Old Testament, men of truth, given judicial authority over God's people. The fear of God should forever be before our eyes and in our hearts. Yet in its absence can only ensue burgeoning crime, lawlessness, cruelty, and lasciviousness. Ecclesiastes 8:12 says, "Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God." It is the bane of our society that evildoers seem to go unpunished, even enjoying long and fruitful lives from the world's perspective. But God is watching, friend. There is a reckoning coming. It may not be today or tomorrow, but it will come. And following on from last week's podcast, God is Just, this week we are reminded that courage is paramount for the children of light in these very dark days, which can only get darker before Christ's return. Judgment is a major theme in Scripture because God's own righteousness demands justice, and so do we who are created in His image. When justice is not granted, the people groan. But I pray any sense of injustice which lies in the hearts of believers following Charlie's death is replaced by a fresh zeal to witness more heavily for Christ in His honor, and this is surely what Charlie would have desired. I'm reminded at this juncture of God's reprimand to Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua, verses 6 through 9. Let me read it for you now. "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be very strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever you goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all according to that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Verse 9, "Have I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Over and over again, God's message is the same today, whether it was for taking the land of Israel back in the day or taking spiritual territory in this day and hour. Fear not, be strong in the Lord, do not be afraid, be strong and of good courage, don't be dismayed, etc. Because God has your back, friend. The Lord who spoke these words is prophet, priest, and king, and does not mince words. Moses died, of course, and the people were scared. They had yet to conquer the full extent of the promised land, from river to river. Our Lord could smell fear on the people, and he spoke strength to them in their dark hour. You see, our Lord is both lamb and lion. Many people love the little baby Jesus in the manger, but do they respect and love the same Jesus who will return with eyes like a flame of fire and a countenance like the sun shining in its strength? This same Jesus will also tread out the winepress of his wrath on those who have rejected him at his return. Trouble is, many people have bought into the soft and fluffy Jesus message, who is more akin to Jell-O rather than the battle-hardened Christ of the book of Revelation. The rule of the day is the acceptance of all religions for salvation, and the Jell-O Jesus is the one waiting with his arms wide open in readiness of a warm ecumenical embrace. The true Jesus is the one who declares he is the only way to eternal life, remains exclusive about it, and understands the majority of humanity will reject him ultimately. In truth, the gospel of this age, which is beautifully captured in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, has been reduced to a feel-good message which lacks power because our wretched sinful condition has been undermined by preachers. Sin has been undermined as a whole, hence the need for salvation has been made of no effect. If remission leads to a brief reprieve of guilt and not a transformation and separation away from sin, this is a cheapened gospel. And friend, we are living in a societal soup of fluffy gospelness, even though that's not a word. Jesus came to save us from sin, to deliver us from this evil present world, to break the power and bondage of the devil over us, to commence regeneration in our spirit and soul, to classify us as joint heirs with him, as part of the body of Christ, to be saved from God's wrath, to the washing of the Holy Spirit. If we are saved, there should be some evidence. Amen. Christ came to destroy the works of the enemy in our lives, to conform us to his image, and to resist sin with every fiber of our being. As we choose to become born again, our sinful lifestyle no longer sits well with us. We come as we are. We just don't stay as we are. There is a conviction and sanctification process which commences holiness in our soul, and a chastisement which comes along with it. This is the work of Abba Father, our heavenly loving Father, who seeks to prune us for his pleasure. Our Christ chastised cities for rejecting him. He warned those who rejected him they would die in their sins, that the Pharisees were whitewashed tombs and of their, quote, father the devil. He fashioned a whip on two separate occasions, overturning tables in the temple and drove the money changers out. He spoke of eternal hellfire and warned of every one of the impending eternal destinations should they not repent. The question is, do you know the real Christ, friend, or the Christ of Netflix, like the one portrayed in The Chosen, which reeks of compromise, destroys the inspiration of Scripture, teaches you to follow your heart, not Christ, which uplifts Mary at the expense of Jesus, makes many disciples look like drunks, with Catholic overtones, and is funded by Mormon partners, who may have ulterior motives regarding the true representation of Orthodox Christian doctrine. Jesus is depicted quite differently on TV and in movies, in sharp contrast to the Jesus portrayed in our beloved King James Bible. And only if you are familiar with your Bible, friend, will you be able to identify the subtle differences from the real Christ and the Netflix Christ. The gospel is being emasculated before our very eyes. It is becoming powerless to accomplish the very thing it was called to do, as watered-down modern Bible translations and misguided Christ-like portrayals in media have reshaped and redefined the true Christ, exemplifying his humanity, downplaying the divine, and a Messiah who is accommodating to all faiths. If we were to scour the scriptures and try to drill down on one thing which would make us strong in the Lord on a practical level, it would be cultivating a relationship with our Heavenly Father in worship. As we seek to worship God in our private devotional time during times of the day under our breath, this channel between us and God is strengthened, and this can only fuel our desire for Him and our capacity to hear from Him. Being mindful of God throughout the day, never going more than, say, 15 minutes or so without telling Him how special He is and how much you love Him, will result in the greatest anointing you will ever experience, friend. Now, Brother Lawrence was a French Catholic friar from the 17th century whose primary focus was practicing the presence of God in his daily activities in the Carmelite monastery just outside of Paris, France. Whether mopping the floors or working in the kitchen, his mind was perpetually focused on God, which resonates with Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. As our mind is focused on the Lord and His Word, peace is a byproduct and an abiding trait. Brother Lawrence, who fought in the 30 Years' War before becoming a friar in the monastery, later became a man of divine peace. The 30 Years' War, fought primarily in Central Europe, was one of the most destructive conflicts in history, with an estimated 8 million killed by either battle, famine, or disease, which ensued from the onslaught. Brother Lawrence was privy to this and experienced great horror on the battlefield. Yet, because of his conversion to Christ and consequent seeking of God's presence in earnest, many who met him spoke of a strong sensation of peace in the presence of this humble and poverty-stricken man of God. Brother Lawrence shared the secret of his peaceful nature in his writings, and we can learn from them today. He once said, quote, "There is no greater lifestyle and no greater happiness than out of having a continual conversation with God. I have abandoned all particular forms of devotion or prayer techniques. My only prayer practice is attention. I carry on a habitual, salient, and secret conversation with God that fills me with the overwhelming joy." And finally, he affirms this by later stating, "The most holy and important practice in the spiritual life is the presence of God, that is, every moment to take great pleasure that God is with and in you." Friend, Jesus spoke of his presence abiding with his followers and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Brother Lawrence was able to quench the sting of the vivid memories of the battlefield by keeping his mind focused on God and especially his word as he went about his every day. And friend, we must focus on God's word in our time of meditation so that any musings we may have are in line with scripture. And finally, friend, lest we forget, the battle is the Lord's, not ours. Never forget that. In fact, it is his battle, and he gives you his armor for the fight. In Paul's epistle to the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, right before he describes the armor of God in precise detail, he starts with these words. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." With the application of God's armor spoken of in this passage, we can remain strong for him. And incidentally, you can check out an article on our website entitled "The Whole Armor of God," which has seen much traction down the years, describing it in detail. So check that out. Friend, cultivating God's presence by worshiping him, keeping your focus on his word and his presence, you will invariably remain strong in him. I also have a separate broadcast called "The Fear of the Lord," which goes into this topic in far more detail. That would be episode 41. Friend, if you've enjoyed this broadcast or any of the articles on our website, please consider a one-time donation to support this ministry. In the past, we've allied with African nations to provide Bibles and evangelical platforms, along with the day-to-day cost of compiling content, internet service provider fees, artistic licenses, music, etc. As you share your finances with us, and being a non-profit organization, 501c3, your offering is tax deductible. Consider praying about your offering. I know we have many long-time listeners who have benefited from this podcast down the years and are regular returners to the website. We can see that. I thank you for your consideration, or even think about becoming a partner with us in this endeavor to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world as we seek to continue to do so. Go to our homepage, carljosephministries.com, click the donate button on the green header, and you may proceed with your details and credit card of your choice. Also, friend, I have a new book out, available worldwide on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. It's entitled Lionheart, Unleash the Warrior Within. It is a means to activate God's call on your life, covering five key concepts that every believer must be aware of to overcome the enemy and to be an ambassador for Christ in this day and hour. It speaks to the courage needed in our heart to do God's bidding. Click on the book in the homepage of our website for more details, and you'll see a trailer and a description of the title. Also, if you've actually purchased a book, it would be greatly appreciated on my part if you have time to write a review. I would appreciate that. Anyway, God bless, friend. Until next time, don't forget to spread the good news.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who's witnessed God's supernatural power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl is a unique researcher who investigates current affairs, societal trends, technology, cults, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button.